This Diamond Insight takes us to Columbia with a two-sport athlete, Alex Auricchio, who plays both soccer and baseball at Columbia. Alex, you're in your junior year there. How would you kind of describe your experience so far playing two sports in college?
It's been pretty difficult. You know, I've had a great time playing both. When I first got into school, it was pretty difficult to find a balance between getting my work done and staying ahead and then being able to perform in the field. But I think, you know, after my freshman year, I kind of got a handle on it. And last year, I really figured out how to organize my schedule and make sure I got a good balance in practice and work and being able to maintain a good academic standing as well as being able to perform at the top level of Division I, just kind of doing my thing day in and day out.
When you were coming out of high school, was one sport more a priority than the other? I know you played basketball as well.
No, my whole life pretty much has kind of been, I kind of flip-flop, you know, I was playing baseball. And, you know, in the middle of the spring, my dad would ask me, you know, what do you want to do when you get older? And I was like, well, you know, I love baseball a lot. I want to go play baseball. But then, you know, in the fall, he's like, well, what do you want to think you want to do now? I was like, nah, I think I want to go play soccer right now. I want to do that when I get older. And then it was basketball. It was the same thing. I could never make up my mind. And, I mean, I just love them all. And so it's kind of harsh for me to do what I want to do. And if I could do both, it's kind of like, you know, why not go out there and do it and just enjoy playing?
Was it important to you? Did you have a lot of opportunities to find a school, a Division I school, where you could actually play both sports? Was it important to you to find that kind of situation?
That was the number one reason why I chose to go play at Columbia University. I had a few other offers from different schools. There were only, you know, one was to play baseball. There was no real soccer on the table, and vice versa. It was soccer at a few schools, and then there was no baseball. And I even had a few basketball looks, but that was D2, D3. I wasn't sure if I wanted to do that, and Columbia came along, and I approached them with the idea, and they, you know, both coaches at the time, they loved it, and they thought it was a great idea. And I was like, you know what, if I could do both, I really want to do that. And I mean, there's no scholarship on it in the Ivy League, So that was kind of my scholarship to go play both sports, and I thought it was awesome.
You're a goalkeeper on the soccer field. Are there any skills there that translate over to baseball?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing is hand-eye coordination, being able to catch the ball, soft hands, and working in baseball. I mean, hand-eye coordination is huge. I mean, growing up, that was one of the biggest positives of doing all three, was that each sport I felt translated into the other sport in some way in terms of different skill sets being used. You know, I would come off the soccer field at the end of the fall, and I would go into the basketball season. You know, my timing going up for rebounds and whatnot would just be pretty good. And then going into baseball, just working on agility, sidestepping, playing defense and guarding guys, playing first base, being agile, going back and forth across the bag and whatnot, I always felt like that was key. And I felt like they all really kind of played off each other kind of nicely. It was a huge reason why I was able to keep progressing forward.
When you talk about being a college athlete, the off-season practice, there's crossover. There's fall practice for baseball while soccer's going on, while baseball's going on. Soccer teams got their spring practices. Are you able to get any of the other sports in while your main sport is going on, or do you have to strictly focus on one sport depending on what season it is?
No, I'll keep up doing both year-round at school. Kind of works out nicely in the sense that when I'm in soccer season in the fall for baseball, I'll get to do a lot of my workouts one-on-one with coach, which is kind of nice because it's just me and him. I get as many reps as I want for an hour at a time, which works out really well. And then I'll try and do that 2 to 3 times a week, and then I'll do a bunch of stuff with some of the guys on the outside of that. And then in the spring during baseball, last year we would get up. I was getting up about 6:30, and, you know, coach really worked well with me, and we came up with the time we worked out at 7 a.m. in the morning. We would go down to Riverside Park, which is right across the street from Columbia, because to get up to the fields of Columbia, it's about a 25-minute bus ride to go up to the Baker Field. So we would work out. We would have like 5 or 6 guys who were really great about it. They had no problem getting up, and we would go down to Riverside Park and kick it around and do a bunch of goalie drills with me and just make the most of what the situation was and just try to keep in touch with the sport so I don't lose it year-round.
Your offensive numbers on the baseball diamond look like they really took off from your freshman to your sophomore year, specifically the power numbers. Where did things really kind of come together for you from year one to year two?
I think the biggest thing was getting the experience. You know, the first year, I really started out slow. I worked with coach a bunch from going from the high school to the college level, I wasn't used to seeing that quality pitching on a consistent basis. Seeing a lot more pitches from time to time and really working on it every day kind of helped out a lot. And then I finally got into the weight room a little bit. And, you know, my senior high school, I wasn't the most experienced lifter as far as what I was doing and whatnot. And I got into Columbia and I started doing that, you know, 4 times a week at least. Between the combination of working out and I think experience was the huge, biggest part. Just kind of being relaxed my sophomore year, getting into a groove. And I got hot and kind of just went with it and turned out really well.
You and your Columbia baseball teammates made it to the Ivy League Championship Series last year. What was that experience like for you guys?
It was awesome. It was great. We had a great run. You know, really, I still think about that series every day. It eats away a little bit after a while when you realize, you know, we were so close to being able to pull out. You know, I'll give the credit to Dartmouth. They hung in there tough, and, you know, they might have been down, but they came out and beat us, you know, fair and square. But now, being so close to winning makes you want to win that much more the next year coming back. So I think I could speak for the whole team, and I think we want to win it even more now, just being so close. We want to bring that championship back to Columbia for sure. You know, we want to try to do both in soccer as well, start bringing our winning tradition back to Columbia.
Alex, what's the best thing about being a two-sport college athlete?
There's a lot of advantages. You know, you get to meet a lot of different people on both sides of the ball, you know, playing soccer and baseball. I mean, they're all, you know, a great bunch of people. You know, your teammates, you know, they really, you know, your teammates in college, you hang out with the most, and you know, have all these new experiences with them. You hang out, you're on the field, you battle with each other. You know, you really learn what teamwork, and, you know, you compete. And I think a lot of guys love competing. I love competing. That's my love for the sport is all about. And, you know, that's great. And the whole experience, I guess, in itself, you know, going different places now. You know, we've been to California. We've been to Texas. We've been to North Carolina. We've been to Chicago. Next year, we're going back to California for baseball. We're going to Mexico for soccer. It's been great. Great way to get around and see things, which is awesome. And then it's been great going to different schools and seeing what they're all about. And it's just college guys going at it every day just because we like playing. It's been awesome.
Flip side then, what's the toughest thing?
Toughest thing is, I guess, is staying focused on school. Still in college, you know, I got to remember that. The whole week, you're sitting there, and the only thing you think about is if you've been over film, and you're thinking about that big game on Saturday or that doubleheader the whole weekend long against who you're playing. That kind of just overcomes you in the sense that you can't wait to get to the weekend, and you have a whole week of class to try and get to and focus and get your work done.
Word association, before we let you go, I'm going to throw some things at you. You just tell me what comes to mind.
All right,
let's start with a teammate of yours, John Eisen.
Work ethic. Kid works hard every day. He's in the gym. He's always working. He's always trying to hit as much as possible. He'll give me a call, Alex, what are you doing? Let's go to the gym. I'm like, all right, let's go. And he's always got a great spirit. He's always in a good mood. He's always ready to go.
Your baseball head coach, Brett Baretti.
Motivation. You know, he kind of really hones in what needs to be done and what needs to be taken care of. I think he's a great head coach. You know, he really motivates guys. And, you know, I think he really, you know, he's played the game. And I love the way he goes about, you know, on the field and handling guys and kind of understanding where they're coming from. And then he'll make a decision on how to help you out or how to, you know, give you pointers here and there. And he really appreciates your opinion as much as he gives his own opinion. And it really works out well. You know, you feel like you're in good hands.
Your soccer head coach, Kevin Anderson.
I would say discipline. We work really hard together. You know, he really keeps you on a regulated schedule, which is great. You know, you know where you're going to be and everything. And, you know, he really puts in time way over and above his head. You know, he's out there, he's doing whatever he can for you, which is awesome. You know, whatever, if you need something, you know he's going to be there. He's going to be your guide to get you to that place. And he's going to do everything in his power to make sure that you succeed. As an athlete, if you can get that out of your coach, you can't really ask for much more than that.
And the last one, Alex Arricchio.
I'm still motivated. I just want to be the best that I can be. And take it one day at a time, as much work as much hustle as I can, and, you know, just try to. And I know people are out there trying to work hard, but, you know, you got to be that guy who wants to work harder every day, every month, every year playing. You know, I want to be that guy who, you know, like, they look back and, you know, like, he worked his butt off. And, you know, he did everything he could in his power. And, you know, I want to look back at my life and be, you know, I don't have one regret.
Alex Arricchio, good luck to you and your Columbia teammates this year.
Thank you very much.